We're going to worship the Lord this morning. We've got some Spanish-speaking brothers and sisters this morning in the house, so we're going to sing some songs in Spanish and sing some songs in English, and they're well-known to everybody, so I just want you to come and worship with us together. Vamos a cantar en español y en inglés.
The splendor of the King, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, let all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, darkness tried to hide, but it trembled at his voice. It trembled at his voice. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And oh, we'll sing how great, how great is our God. Age to age he stands, time is in his hands, the beginning. The beginning and the end. The Godhead three in one. Father, Spirit, Son. The Lion and the Lamb. The Lion and the Lamb. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And oh, we'll sing how great is our God? Cuán Cántale cuán grande es Dios, y todos lo verán. Cuán grande es Dios. Tu nombre es sobre todo es. Tú eres digno de alabar y mi ser derra cuán grande es Dios. He's the name above all other names. He is worthy of all praise, and my heart will sing how great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. Oh, sing how great is our God. And oh, we'll sing how great is our God. Cuán grande es Dios. Sing with me, cuán grande es Dios. y todos los verán. Cuán grande es yo. Your mercy never fails me, and all my days I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. Every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire and darkest night. You've been close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. And I have lived in the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. Every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Amo tu voz. Me has guiado por el fuego. Tú cerca estás en la oscuridad. Te conozco como padre y como amigo fiel. Mi vida está en la bondad de Dios. En mi vida ha sido bueno. En mi vida ha sido tan, tan fiel. Con mi ser, con cada aliento, yo cantaré de la bondad de Dios. Yo cantaré de la bondad de Dios. Tu fidelidad sigue persiguiéndome. Tu fidelidad sigue persiguiéndome. Todo lo que soy te lo entrego y a ti me rendiré. Tu fidelidad sigue persiguiéndome. Your goodness is running after me. Your goodness is running after me. When my life lay down, I'm surrendered now. I give you everything. Your goodness is running after,
You're running after me. All my life you have been faithful, and all my life you have been so, so good. Every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. All my life, you have been faithful. All my life, you have been so, so good. Every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Yo cantaré de la bondad de Dios. I will sing of the goodness of God. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hands hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto thee. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hands have provided. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me.
Hallelujah. Great is the faithfulness of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You're so far away over there, brother. So glad to have everyone here. I stunk this morning. Do you want cold water or do you want room temperature?
I'll take cold water, please.
Cold water?
Yes, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Much appreciated.
Don't you love options? Amen. If you'll turn with me in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 10.
Mateo 10.
So excited for our joint service.
Emocionados por nuestro culto unido.
Excited for our fellowship afterwards.
Por la comunión después.
But also,
también,
we have a baptism today.
Tenemos bautismos.
So once service is concluded, we're gonna have a special altar service for all of our students that are going back to school.
Luego del sermón, vamos a tener un llamado al altar para todos los niños que regresan a la escuela.
I'm gonna ask all of the students to come up.
Que todos pasen, los estudiantes.
And I'm going to ask our congregation to come around and pray for them. Amen.
Y que la congregación pase a orar por ellos.
How many of you know they need all of the prayer that they can get?
¿Cuántos saben que necesitan oración?
Amen.
Lo más que pueden.
They're leaving our homes.
Se van de nuestra casa.
And they're going out into a world.
Van al mundo.
That despises Jesus.
Que aborrece a Jesús.
Amen.
Amen.
Do you know that we live in a culture that? Go ahead.
Vivimos en una cultura
that actively hates Jesus.
Que actualmente odia a Jesús.
A culture that is constantly merging us out of Christianity.
Una cultura que constantemente nos aleja del cristianismo.
The forefathers of our country.
Los padres de nuestro país.
Built our constitution.
Edificaron nuestra constitución.
Our liberties.
Nuestras libertades.
Our freedoms.
Nuestras libertades.
On the word of God.
En la palabra de Dios.
And through the years.
Y a través de los años.
People.
La gente.
Have created laws.
Ha creado leyes.
That have favored culture.
Que han favorecido la cultura.
More than it's favored Christ.
Más que a Cristo.
And we live right now.
Y vivimos ahora
in a culture,
en una cultura
that favors the world,
que favorece al mundo.
It doesn't favor Jesus.
No favorece a Jesús.
This nation does not look like Jesus.
Esta nación no parece
it
a Jesús.
It is not trying to conform our children into Christ.
No está tratando de conformar a la niñez a Cristo.
As Christians, we know,
y como cristianos lo sabemos,
that God desires us to be conformed into His image.
Que Dios quiere que seamos a su imagen.
So we don't want our children to go to school and be conformed into Americans.
No queremos que nuestros niños vayan a la escuela y se conformen a los estadounidenses. La cultura estadounidense.
We want our children to be conformed to the image of God.
Que sean conformados a la imagen
and
de Dios.
It takes prayer.
Toma oración.
And if you have children,
si usted tiene niños,
you know it takes a village.
Toma
Amen.
Una aldea.
I've just had my fourth.
Tuve mi cuarto.
And if I'd have known,
y si hubiera sabido,
I'd have had three.
Hubiera tenido tres.
I'm just teasing. She's a blessing.
Es una bendición.
Our life
es broma.
Is a blessing.
Es una bendición.
But even with all of that, you have a great understanding.
Pero a pesar de eso, tenemos gran entendimiento.
And responsibility.
Responsabilidades.
To care for your children.
De cuidar nuestros hijos.
To love them.
Amarles.
To give them the best that you can possibly give them.
Darles lo mejor que podamos.
And the heart of America.
El corazón de Estados Unidos.
Was that all
era que todos los pueblos
come to it
pudieran venir
and
aquí
make a life
y hacer una vida
where they were free from the bondages of slavery,
libre de la esclavitud
but also sin.
Y del pecado también.
Our nation was built upon this precept,
nuestra nación fue edificada sobre este precepto
that we don't want anyone reading our Bible for us.
Pero no queremos que lean la
we
Biblia para
know
nosotros
God for ourselves.
Queremos conocer a
Amen.
Dios nosotros
and
mismos.
So we as Christians today must stand and say, "You're not going to tell me what the Word of God says."
No me vas a decir lo que la palabra
the
de Dios dice.
The Word of God is hidden in my heart.
La palabra está
you're
escondida.
You're not going to tell me what to inject my children with.
No me vas a decir
you're
qué
decirle
a los niños.
You're not going to tell me what you're going to teach my children.
¿Qué le voy a enseñar?
I'm going to tell you
te voy a
what
decir
the Word of God says.
Lo que dice
and
la palabra.
And if this nation has any hope for its future,
si hay esperanza
it's
aquí,
in the hands of our children.
En las manos
it's
de nuestros
in the hands of the very next generation.
Niños y próxima
what
generación.
Will they carry?
¿Qué van a llevar?
What will they present to the world?
¿Qué presentarán al mundo?
I pray it's revival.
Oro que es avivamiento.
I pray this nation returns back to its knees.
Oro que regrese esta nación a sus
not in weakness of the world,
rodillas, no
but
en debilidad,
in strength of God,
pero en fuerza
through
ante
its
Dios.
Humility in God. Amen.
Humildad.
Matthew chapter 10.
Ante Dios.
We're going to start in verse 27.
Mateo 10, 27.
Say amen if you're there.
Amen. Si
amen. Y'all listen good. I appreciate that.
Lo agradezco.
Matthew chapter 10, verse 27.
Mateo
you want me
10,
to just
27.
Read a little bit and then
yeah.
You translate? Okay.
Yeah, you do that.
Whatever I tell you in the dark,
lo que os digo en tinieblas,
speak it in the light.
Decidlo en luz.
And what you hear in the ear,
y lo que oís al oído,
preach it on the housetops.
Proclamalo desde la azotea.
And do not fear those who will kill the body,
no temáis a los que matan el cuerpo,
but cannot kill the soul,
mas el alma no pueden matar.
But rather fear him,
temed más bien,
who is able to destroy both soul,
al que puede destruir el alma,
and body,
y el cuerpo,
in hell,
en el infierno.
Are not two sparrows sold for a copper coin?
¿No se venden dos pajarillos por un cuarto?
And not one of them falls to the ground,
ni uno de ellos cae a tierra,
apart from your Father's will,
sin el Padre.
But the very hairs of your head are numbered.
Pero aún vuestros cabellos están contados.
Do not fear, therefore,
No teman.
You are of more value than many sparrows.
Más valéis vosotros que muchos pajarillos.
Therefore, whoever confesses me before men,
si me confiesa delante de los hombres,
him I will also confess before my Father who's in heaven.
Le confesaré delante de mi Padre que está en el cielo.
But whoever denies me before men,
y cualquiera que me niegue delante
him,
de los hombres,
I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven.
También le negaré delante de mi Padre que está en el cielo.
I've titled this message this morning.
Titulé el mensaje esta mañana.
What will you bow to?
¿A qué te vas a arrodillar?
What will you bow to?
¿Ante qué te vas a arrodillar?
We've just heard the words of Jesus.
Escuchamos las palabras de Cristo.
Expressing to his disciples.
Expresando a sus discípulos.
If you are found in my name.
Si estás encontrado en mi nombre.
If you follow my teaching.
Sigues mi enseñanza.
If you receive my Father's Spirit.
Recibes el Espíritu de mi Padre.
The world is going to hate you.
El mundo te aborrecerá.
They're going to despise you not because of who you are.
Te aborrecerán no por quién eres.
But because of who I am.
Por lo que
because
eres.
What Jesus is,
porque lo que Cristo es,
he's the light of the world.
Es la luz del mundo.
And we know in John 3,
sabemos en Juan 3,
that light came into the world,
que la luz vino al mundo,
to expose darkness,
para exponer
to get rid of darkness,
tinieblas y deshacerse
but
de ellas.
The world hated the light.
Pero el mundo odió
its
la luz.
Hearts turned against the light.
Sus corazones contra la luz.
So if we are children of light,
si somos niños de la luz,
as we pursue life in this world,
a medida que seguimos,
as we pursue life in this country,
la luz en este país,
there are going to be those that are in objection of Jesus.
Se van a objecionar a Jesús algunos.
Many times I found they don't even know why they don't like us.
Muchas veces no sé ni por qué nos
they just don't.
Detestan, no saben ellos.
I've seen people cross the street to not have to walk by me.
He visto gente cruzar la calle para no pasar donde
they don't
estoy
know
yo.
Who I am.
No saben quién
they don't
soy.
Know that I'm a pastor.
No saben que soy
but
pastor.
There's something in them
pero hay algo en
that
ellos
does not like something in me.
Que no les gusta lo que está en mí.
The darkness of men's nature
la tiniebla de la naturaleza
doesn't
del hombre
like the exposure of God's light.
No le gusta exponerse a la luz
so
de Dios.
As we walk in this world,
a medida que caminamos
the
en el mundo
light of God is going to shine through us.
La luz de Dios brillará en nosotros.
And as much as that light shines,
y a medida que esa luz
there are going to be those that want to put it out.
Estarán aquellos que la quieran apagar.
And folks, we're going to send our children out.
Vamos a enviar a nuestros niños ahí.
We're going to raise our children up.
Vamos a criarlos
in the way.
En ese
to
camino.
Know the light of God.
Conocer la
to
luz
experience
de Dios.
The goodness of God.
Vivir la bondad de
to
Dios.
Give out the love of God through
dar,
compassion.
Dar amor de Dios con compasión.
And you know what the world's going to do in return?
¿Sabes lo que el mundo hará?
They're going to crucify him.
Crucificarán
the same way they crucified Jesus.
La misma manera en
I
que
have
lo crucificaron.
A wonderful friend.
Tengo un amigo maravilloso.
His name is Marwan Beam.
Marwan Beam.
He's a pastor and a missionary to Israel.
Pastor y misionero en Israel.
He was born and raised in Gaza.
Nació en Gosen.
And his ministry there since he's become a Christian.
Su ministerio ahí desde que se convirtió.
Has been to convert Islamic or Muslim believing people to Christianity.
Hacer convertir a los
in the Gaza Strip.
Musulmanes al cristianismo en la franja de Gaza.
So right now amongst this war of Palestine and Israel, he's right in the middle.
Ahorita en esta guerra de Israel,
he's
ahí
not
está
praising
él.
Israel.
No está en Israel.
He's not praising Palestine.
No está con Palestina.
He's glorifying the name of Jesus.
Glorificando a Cristo.
He's expressing to them, you're brothers.
Está expresando tus hermanos.
You're two faces of the same coin.
Son dos caras de la misma
and
moneda.
Jesus has come to deliver you.
Y Jesús viene a librarlos.
That's his ministry.
Ese es su ministerio.
And he's seen many Muslims.
Y ha visto muchos musulmanes.
Arabs.
Árabes.
And Jews come to know Jesus.
Judíos venir a Jesús.
But I'll tell you, it's come at a high cost.
Viene a un precio alto.
He's got some of the most precious children you've ever met in your life.
Tiene los niños más preciosos.
Beautiful, gifted.
Lindos, talentosos.
Compassionate.
Compasivos.
Just the sweetest human beings you've ever met.
Los más dulces que hayas
but
conocido.
But you listen to some of the testimonies that come out of Israel with him.
Pero escucha alguno de los testimonios de
his
Israel.
His children attend a public school.
Los niños van a la escuela pública.
And he shared this testimony last time I saw him.
Compartió el testimonio la última
he
que lo vi.
He said that his children came home, they were carried home.
Dijo que la última vez los niños
because
los trajeron
bus,
a casa porque cuando iban en el bus
they were beaten almost to death.
Los golpearon casi a matar.
Not because they spoke a different language.
No porque hablaban otro idioma.
Not because their skin color was different.
No porque el color de piel
not
era
because
diferente.
They weren't right there from where everyone else was right there.
No porque eran del lugar de donde
but because
eran los demás.
They were followers of Christ.
Pero eran seguidores de Cristo.
They were Christians.
Cristianos.
So they were persecuted.
Los persiguieron.
They were beaten almost to death.
Los golpearon a matar.
And you know what they had to say when they got home?
¿Sabes lo que dijeron al llegar a casa?
Forgive them, daddy.
Perdónalos, papá.
Forgive them.
Perdónales.
We knew what we were doing.
Sabemos lo que hacíamos.
When we went to school.
Cuando fuimos a la escuela.
And we proclaimed the name of Jesus.
Y proclamamos a Jesús.
Folks, our culture.
Nuestra cultura.
It's very different than that.
Es muy diferente a eso.
There's not a great fear of our children being almost beat to death because they're Christians.
No tememos que nuestros niños los golpeen a muerte por ser creyentes.
We're a very relaxed nation.
Somos muy relajados y tranquilos como nación.
Some would consider a peaceful nation.
Alguien diría que somos pacíficos como nación.
Just depending on where you grew up.
Dependiendo de donde creciste.
But here's the reality.
Pero esta es la cuestión.
That culture openly rejects Jesus.
Esa cultura abiertamente rechaza a Jesús.
Our culture privately rejects Jesus.
Nuestra cultura privadamente rechaza a Cristo.
They're not going to beat you up because you're a Christian.
No te van a golpear por ser
creyente. Not with their fists and not with their feet.
No con golpes o con pies.
But they're going to come in very subtly.
Pero vendrán sutilmente.
And they're going to begin to convince.
Y te convencerán.
They're going to begin to turn your idea of God against you.
Volverán tu idea de Dios en contra
de ti. Of you know the devil doesn't need your revelation of Christ to be gone completely?
¿Cuántos saben que el diablo no necesita que tu revelación de Cristo se vaya
just
completamente?
Watered down a little bit.
Solo un poquito adulterada.
Just relax, Christian.
Relájate, cristiano.
Did God really mean what he says?
¿Dios quiso decir lo que dijo?
Does God really mean that in scripture?
¿Quiso decir eso en la
Is
escritura?
Is God really that way?
¿Es así Dios?
You know what our response should be? Yes, friend. It
¿Sabe?
Really is.
Nuestra respuesta es sí, sí
yes,
fue.
Yes, friend. It
sí.
Really does say that.
Sí, así lo dice, mi amigo.
And folks, it's not in us to live it out.
Y está de parte nuestra vivirlo.
If it was up to us, we'd cower at every gossip.
Si fuera de nuestra parte, aceptáramos todo chisme.
We get beat down by every word.
Nos dejaría golpear toda palabra.
We have no great defense in ourselves of Jesus.
No tendríamos ninguna defensa sin Cristo.
Our only hope.
Nuestra única esperanza
is that the life of the living God
es en la vida del Dios viviente
lives in us.
Que vive en nosotros.
I was having an argument with a doctor one time.
Discutía con un médico una vez.
I was on a mission trip.
En una misión.
And I was preaching there.
Y predicaba yo ahí.
And these doctors that were there for humanitarian effort. They weren't Christians.
Estos doctores no eran cristianos. Estaban ayudando nada más.
And we were together all the time, and they never let me live it down that I was a Christian and that they were doctors.
Y nunca me dejaron en paz por el hecho de ser cristiano y ellos médicos.
Because what they did worked and what I did didn't.
Porque ellos hacían trabajo que yo no hacía.
We spent 4 days together like this.
4 días así juntos.
Hostile negotiations.
Hostilidades entre
on,
nosotros.
On their side and with my side.
Lado de ellos y lado mío.
I was early 20s at this time.
Apenas tenía unos 20 en eso entonces.
And I'll never forget it because I was scared to death.
Y estaba muy atemorizado. Nunca
because
me olvido.
These very educated men.
Porque estos hombres muy preparados
had very understandable questions.
Tenían preguntas muy entendibles.
And they made very convincing points.
Y muchos puntos convincentes.
I'd only been saved just a couple years.
No digo unos cuantos años.
I had already shared my testimony as many times as I could with them.
Ya había compartido mi testimonio
They're
con
ready
ellos.
To hear something different.
Muchas veces querían oír algo más.
And I'll never forget, we had devotion every morning.
Teníamos devocional todos los días.
They never came to it.
Nunca venían.
So I changed devotion from the time that I had it to the time that they ate breakfast.
Cambié el devocional del tiempo que lo tenía al tiempo del desayuno que ellos tenían.
Because they were hungry.
Ellos tenían hambre.
And then they had to listen.
Y tenían que escuchar.
So I remember that morning that I went, I just was angry with God because God had given me a word.
Estaba enojado esa mañana porque Dios me había dado palabra.
And I said, God, I'm not sharing this.
Yo dije, Dios, yo no voy a compartir esto.
Anybody ever have God tell him, I want you to share this with somebody, and you just go, I don't think that you're right, Lord.
¿Alguna vez alguien Dios le ha dicho que haga eso y usted dice, no, no creo que eso es correcto?
God titled my devotion.
Dios tituló mi devocional.
God doesn't need doctors.
Dios no necesita doctores.
Let you know who the Lord is.
Te deja saber quién es el Señor.
I didn't even want to talk to him.
Yo no sabía ni no quería hablar.
Nonetheless, offend him.
Pero ni siquiera ofenderles.
But I'll never forget.
Pero no olvidaré
the devotion that morning.
El devocional esa mañana.
It wasn't bashing doctors.
No estaba contra los médicos.
It was saying that God has given men gifts.
Estaba diciendo que Dios ha dado
do what they do.
Dones a los hombres para que hagan lo que hagan.
But whether or not a man or a woman is healed or saved is not in the hands of men.
Pero el hombre sea sanado
it's in the hands of God.
O salvado no está en las manos de los hombres, sino de Dios.
And I'll tell you.
Y te digo.
Every morning, clanking forks, drinks splashing, people talking over me talking.
Todas las mañanas escuchaba a la gente comer con los tenedores.
It was dead silent that morning.
Y fue silencioso esa mañana.
Everyone was attentively listening.
Todos escuchaban atentamente.
And I remember this doctor, he was an anesthesiologist, he came to me.
Recuerdo este anestesiólogo, doctor.
He was a very passionate person.
Se me acercó muy apasionado.
And I won't tell you all the things he said to me.
No te diré todo lo que me dijo.
But he got in my face angry.
Pero enojado vino y me enfrentó.
He said, I was raised in the church.
Yo crecí en la iglesia.
I've heard all the lies.
Yo escuché todas las
and
mentiras.
And I've never seen a medical miracle. There we go. Thank you.
Nunca he escuchado un milagro médico.
And he's in my face.
Y está aquí en mi cara.
And I'm scared.
Y tengo miedo.
Because as a Christian, I don't know if we got in a fight, if I was allowed to fight back.
Porque cristiano, no sé si me golpeaba, lo golpeaba de vuelta, no sé.
I was a young Christian.
Era
I didn't
cristiano,
know better.
Joven, no sabía.
And so he's yelling at me.
Y me está gritando.
And he's got his finger in my face like that.
Y con su dedo en mi rostro así.
And I just felt something in my belly.
Sentí algo en mi vientre.
Rising up like a fire.
Levantándose como fuego.
And I just right back at him, and I just said, "Well, have you ever asked God for one?"
Y le dije, ¿le has pedido a Dios por uno?
And I mean, he sat him down.
Y se sentó.
He couldn't believe it.
No podía creerlo.
This pacifist Christian is talking back to me like this.
Cristiano pacifista contestándome.
But how many of you know the Lord will get what you need?
¿Cuántos saben que Dios te dará lo que necesitas?
He rose up in me. His life rose up in me.
Se levantó el Señor en mí, su vida.
His word rose up in me.
Su palabra se levantó.
By the power of his spirit.
Poder del Espíritu.
And he gave this man an answer he was looking for.
Y le dio la respuesta que este hombre buscaba.
And I sat down with him and I said, you need to ask God anything today.
Me senté con él y le dije, pídele a Dios.
Anything that will prove to you that God's real, you ask him and he'll answer it.
Pídele a Dios cualquier cosa que te demuestre que él es real.
Now you know that was the Holy Spirit.
Ese es el Espíritu Santo.
Because after I said it, I thought, oh God, that's a big order.
Después dije, Señor, esa es una gran
and
orden.
I really hope you said that.
Y espero que tú lo hayas dicho.
Because he's really not going to like it if he comes back and is disappointed.
Porque no va a gustarle si se decepciona y regresa conmigo.
But the missionary team had invited me and we went out into houses that day.
El equipo misionero me invitó a visitar los hogares.
People couldn't come to the clinic.
Ese día porque la gente no podía llegar a la clínica.
We went to pray with them.
Fuimos a orar por ellos.
And I was gone all day.
Y todo el día salí.
I come back,
regresé.
And this guy is waiting at the gate.
Y este tipo está en el portón esperándome.
And I'm, you could imagine.
Ya se imaginan.
I don't want to deal with this guy.
No quiero tratar con él.
I'm already afraid of what I've already said.
Ya tuve temor de lo que dije.
And all I can think of is this guy is just probably going to just beat me up at this point.
Este tipo me va a golpear en este momento.
And I get to the gate.
Llego al portón.
And he looks at me and he says, Rafe.
Y me mira. Rafe me dice.
I believe.
Yo creo.
I believe in Jesus.
Yo creo en Jesús.
What?
¿Qué cosa?
I was ready to fight.
Ya estaba listo a pelear.
I'd already prayed about it.
Ya había orado al respecto.
I'm just kidding.
Bromas. Estoy bromeando.
I'm just kidding.
Bromeando.
But I said, you got to tell me what happened.
Pero dime, ¿qué pasó? Le digo.
And he said he was getting ready for surgery.
Estaba listo para hacer una operación.
We're in a third world country.
En un país tercermundista.
And they don't have all the tools that you think that they would need to do surgery.
No tienen las herramientas que necesitan
just,
para hacer.
Just what they do in general is a miracle, how they do surgery like that in third world countries.
De veras que es un milagro cómo hacen cirugías
but
en países así.
But he was letting me know that they had an epidural scheduled for that day.
Tenían que hacer un epidural ese día.
Anybody that's had an epidural knows that big old long needle. They drop it into your spine.
¿Saben ese procedimiento con una gran aguja que se la meten en la espalda, en la columna?
If you're an anesthesiologist or you're a doctor in here, please don't beat up on my story. I know nothing about this. This is what he shared with me.
Si este es un doctor, no se enoje conmigo porque así me lo contó él.
But apparently they have a little machine that guides the needle into the place that needs to be stuck by that needle in order to numb it.
Tiene una máquina que con la aguja les guía para ponerle en la columna.
In this moment, it malfunctioned.
Y en ese momento se descompuso la máquina.
They couldn't do the epidural.
No podían hacer el procedimiento.
But there was an intern that was there.
Pero había un internista ahí.
And she was just wanting practice, so he looked to her and said, "Listen, if you want to go ahead and go through the procedure, they'll be numb, but we're not going to be able to hit this place."
Ella quería practicar y le dijeron, si tú quieres hacerlo, hazlo, pero la máquina no está funcionando, hazlo calculando.
So he gets her set up,
y lo prepara.
And he steps back to the back of the room,
se va en la parte de atrás.
Crosses his arm, thinking this is a total loss.
Cruza los brazos diciendo, va a salir todo mal.
And all of a sudden, this is his story.
Esta es su historia.
He says, all of a sudden, Rafe,
de repente,
I heard a voice.
Escuché una voz.
An inner voice.
Una voz adentro, interior.
That said, remember what Rafe said?
¿Te acuerdas lo que Rafe te dijo?
And he said, okay.
Okay, dije yo.
God, if you're real,
Dios, si eres real,
this intern has no experience.
Este internista no tiene experiencia.
Let her hit this spot in this spine perfectly, and we'll be able to do the surgery.
Que ponga la aguja exactamente en el lugar para
and
hacer
then
la cirugía.
I'll believe that you're real.
Y luego creeré que eres real.
And he said she steps up, she takes the needle, she drops, not drops it, but however they do it, they prick the needle in there. I don't want to scare anybody that may get an epidural later.
La joven tomó la aguja y no sé cómo fue que lo hizo para ponerla en la columna vertebral del paciente.
And it hits the place perfectly.
Y entró en el lugar perfectamente.
He said it's a one in a million thing. It could not have happened. It's impossible.
Es imposible porque es una probabilidad de uno en un millón.
The doctor goes, we can do the surgery.
El doctor dijo,
the surgeon.
Hagamos la cirugía.
And he said I didn't even stay.
Ni siquiera me quedé.
He said I was so overwhelmed with the reality of God in a moment.
Estaba tan abrumado.
I ran out the room.
Que salí corriendo.
And I had to find you.
Y tuve que encontrarte.
And he said I ran down here.
Corrí aquí.
And here you are.
Y aquí estás.
And I believe.
Y creo.
I believe in
creo
Jesus.
En Jesús.
I asked him to show himself.
Le pedí que se mostrara.
I asked him to show me.
Le pedí que se presentara.
And he showed me he's real.
Y se presentó como real.
And folks, can I tell you, there 28 doctors and nurses were on that trip.
28 doctores y enfermeras en ese equipo.
I had been preaching their ears off.
Estaba predicándoles hasta aburrirles.
Like a cur dog on a hog.
Como estar encima de ellos constantemente.
And nothing worked.
Y nada funcionaba.
This anesthesiologist goes back to the hall where they're sleeping.
Regresó el médico donde estaban todos durmiendo.
All day he's telling them about what God did.
Todo el día les dijo lo que Dios había hecho.
I had a separate devotion that night just for the missionaries. No doctors were allowed. They were invited, but they didn't want to come.
Tuve un devocional separado esa noche. No llegaban doctores.
Well, my devotion that night for the missionaries was full. Of all the doctors who said they don't believe in God.
Mi devocional esa noche estaba lleno de doctores que decían no creer en Cristo.
And I gave an invitation that night.
Y extendí una invitación.
And 27 of them gave their lives to Jesus.
Y 27 se entregaron a Jesús.
Folks,
hermanos,
we have no defense in ourselves.
No tenemos defensa por sí mismos.
But the light of the world lives in us.
Pero la luz del mundo
he
vive
lives in us.
En nosotros.
He speaks through us.
Habla a través
he
de nosotros.
Moves through us.
Se mueve por
folks,
nosotros.
A miracle. I wasn't even there. I wasn't even in the compound.
Ni siquiera estaba ahí cuando el
and
milagro.
God showed up for this man.
Pero Dios llegó para
but
ese hombre.
Not just him.
No, él solamente.
27 others.
27
folks,
más.
I just went back to Honduras this past year.
Acabo de regresar a Honduras.
And almost all of them are the original doctors and nurses that gave their life on that trip. Not coming just for surgeries, but ministering the gospel.
Y los doctores que estaban ahí en el equipo estaban ministrando el evangelio, no solo haciendo cirugías.
When I got off the plane,
cuando salí del avión,
they just rushed me like sharks to blood.
Llegaron como los tiburones
said,
en el agua
said,
a acercarse.
Never guess what my kids are learning in church.
Y me dijeron, no sabrás lo que
you'll
mis hijos
guess these folks,
aprenden.
Not just men and women,
en la iglesia.
But their children,
pero sus niños,
their homes,
sus hogares,
now their hospitals,
sus hospitales.
Folks, the light of the world,
la luz del
is
mundo,
powerful,
poderosa.
It lives in us,
vive en nosotros.
And all we have to do is give him our life,
todo lo que tenemos que hacer es dar nuestra vida,
to him in that moment,
rendirnos en ese momento,
and he'll do the rest,
y hará lo demás.
So as we get ready to send our children off to school,
a medida que enviamos nuestros
they
hijos
should
a la escuela,
be encouraged.
Tienen que animarles.
The weight of the world's not on your shoulders.
El peso del mundo no está sobre
the
sus
weight
hombros.
Of the world's on Jesus's shoulders.
Está sobre los hombros de
and
Cristo.
If you put your faith in him,
pon tu fe en él.
You put your trust in him.
Pon tu confianza
it
en él.
It doesn't matter what the culture has to say.
No importa lo que la
it
cultura
doesn't matter
diga.
If they disagree with you.
No importa si
you
no creen.
You just stand.
Usted ponte
when you've
de
done
pie.
All else to stand.
Todos de pie.
Stand therefore.
de pie ante él.
Don't be moved off of what God has said.
No tiembles por lo que Dios dice.
Stand in the light of Christ.
De pie en la luz
He'll
de Cristo.
Give you the words.
Te da las palabras.
He'll give you the courage.
Te dará el ánimo.
He'll give you what we need.
Te dará lo que necesitamos.
So I ask that the kids be in here for this service.
Pedí que los niños estuvieran en el servicio.
I've got some more scripture, but I feel like the Lord said what He wants to say.
Tengo más escritura, pero ya Dios habló.
I want us to be encouraged.
Que nos animemos.
Kids that are going back to school, be encouraged.
Tengan ánimo, niños.
This isn't a bedtime story I'm telling you.
Esto no es un cuento que les digo.
This isn't a bedtime story your parents are telling you about this man who lived 2,000 years ago.
No es un cuento que sus padres le dicen.
He's the only God that's still alive.
Es el único Dios que vive.
And he's living today.
Y vive hoy.
He lives in me.
Vive en mí.
And he lives in you.
Vive en ti.
And he lives in this church.
Vive en esta iglesia.
He lives in Indian Town.
Vive en Indian Town.
He lives in this world.
Vive en este mundo.
Folks,
hermanos,
put your trust.
Confíe
in the heart of Jesus.
En el corazón de Jesús.
In the love of Jesus.
En el amor de Jesús.
Let His Spirit fill you.
Que tu su espíritu te llene.
I would like Cora to come back just for a minute as we invite. If you're school age student, that's pre-K to high school. If you're in school, you're going to school this year.
Si usted es un estudiante este año.
I'm not going to ask you to come up alone if you're afraid, but if you have children that are young and may not want to come up, can we as a church just pray together for these children?
Podemos orar por estos niños juntos como iglesia.
Folks, they need our prayers.
Necesitan nuestra
oración. There is an antichrist spirit.
Hay un espíritu de anticristo
in this world,
en este mundo,
in our nation,
en nuestra nación,
and it despises the life of Christ.
Aborrece la vida
and
de Cristo.
And if your children are Christians,
si sus niños son creyentes,
it despises your children.
Aborrece a sus niños.
It wants to fight against them.
Quiere pelear con ellos.
So not only do we need to pray for them here, but we need to pray for them at home.
No solo necesitamos orar por ellos aquí, sino que en el hogar.
We need to pray for them on our ride to school.
Cuando vayan a la escuela.
It melts my heart in the mornings on our way to school.
Me derrite el corazón cuando voy a la escuela.
On our way to a football game.
O a un juego de fútbol.
Whatever it is.
Lo que sea.
And my kids go, "Can you just pray for us?"
Y mis niños dicen, "Oras por mí."
It wrecks my heart.
Me rompe el corazón.
Yes, we can pray for you.
Sí, podemos orar por
ti. I'm sorry, I didn't think of it.
Perdona porque no lo había
pensado.
Aquí estoy.
Yes, I'll pray for you before you get out of this car.
Antes que salgas del carro.
Folks, it's our responsibility.
Nuestra responsabilidad.
To raise children in the way that they should go.
De criar a los niños en el camino.
That doesn't mean point them in direction and tell them where to go.
No importa, no es decir por dónde tienen que ir.
I'll tell you, raising a child comes from holding their hand.
Crear un niño es llevarlo de la mano y caminar con él.
Folks, I would never send my children into a place that I've never been before.
Nunca enviaría a mi niño a un lugar donde no he estado antes.
I wouldn't let my children watch a movie that I've never watched
before. Nunca
lo
dejaría ver una película que yo no he visto antes.
Folks, why would I let them go into life?
¿Por qué voy a dejarlos que vayan alone? Por la vida?
As a church, why would we let this generation go into their future alone?
¿Por qué dejamos que esta generación vayan a su futuro hogar?
So I invite the school-age children to come.
Por eso invito a los niños que pasen. Los niños es
unless you want to stay out here and pray, that's up to you. Come on up here.
Niños, jóvenes.
We got some good-looking kids in this church.
Jóvenes y niños que van a la escuela, pueden pasar.
Adults, if we could stand.
Y los adultos también, jóvenes y niños.
We're going to lay hands on them and we're going to pray.
Vamos a imponer manos sobre ellos y orar por ellos.
Also, if we have any teachers,
maestros,
you can take a break from the piano, Cora, if you want to come down here, we'll lay hands. If you're a teacher and you're going back to school, we got to pray for you.
Vamos a orar por ti.
You're in the battlegrounds.
Jóvenes.
Amen. Amen. You got to pray. Amen. Folks, teachers get cussed out every single day at school.
A los maestros
every single day they're
los irrespetan a diario en las escuelas.
Isn't that unbelievable?
Es increíble.
Folks, I was scared to death to do something bad at school, nonetheless cuss at somebody.
Antes yo tenía temor de hacer eso.
It shows you how the culture is moving.
Cómo se ha cambiado la cultura.
So let's come and let's pray for these young people. Amen.
Vamos a orar por estos jóvenes.
You can hold on to that mic. Come on this side. We'll just pray.
¿Alguien más?
Parents, folks, we need prayer for parents.
Padres, padres. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Father, we just thank you, Jesus.
Gracias, Señor Jesús.
We look to you today.
Vamos a ti.
We trust you today.
Confiamos en ti.
Father, because our children are being sent out.
Porque nuestros niños los envían.
Into a world that despises you.
A un mundo que los aborrece.
And if they have the hope and light that you've given them, God,
tienen la luz de la esperanza.
If they have your spirit, God,
si tienen tu espíritu,
the world's going to despise them.
El mundo los aborrecerá.
And that's hard on a young person.
Es difícil para un joven.
Who just wants to fit in.
Que solo quiere encajar.
Who just wants to be okay.
Quiere estar bien.
To have the world against them.
Tener el mundo contra ellos.
But Father,
pero Padre,
if you're for us,
si estás con nosotros,
who can be against us?
¿Quién contra nosotros?
Those aren't just words that we recite, God.
No son palabras.
That's your word.
Son tus palabras.
That's the living word.
Palabras vivas.
That we can speak over one another.
Que hablamos uno por el otro.
That we might go into this world.
Para que vayamos al mundo.
Father, we live in this world.
Padre, vivimos en el mundo.
But we're not a part of it.
No somos parte.
So Father, while we're here.
Padre, estamos aquí.
Let your spirit live in us.
Que tu espíritu vive en nosotros.
Let your light shine through us.
Que tu luz brille en nosotros.
Let your heart love through us.
Que tu corazón en
that
nosotros.
The testimony of Jesus.
Testimonio de Cristo.
Might be greater.
Sea más
than
grande.
The testimony of culture.
Que el testimonio de
cultura. Father, we give you the glory,
te damos gloria,
the praise and the honor.
Honor.
Protect our children.
Protege nuestros niños.
Protect our teachers.
Protege nuestros maestros.
Protect our parents, God.
Nuestros padres.
Our families, God.
Familias.
The devil hates a family that stays together.
El diablo aborrece la
so familia. Strengthen junto. The family once
fortalece
again.
La familia.
Let revival start in the home
el alineamiento
again.
Empiece.
Only you can do this,
solo
Jesus.
Tú puedes hacerlo, Jesús.
Fill each one of them fresh
llénalos a cada
and anew
uno.
With your spirit, God.
Un nuevo espíritu.
That they might go into this world
que puedan ir
and not be overcome by darkness.
Y no ser vencido
but
por
let
la
this world be overcome. Come with light.
Este mundo sea vencido
your
con
light,
luz.
Jesus.
Tu luz.
We ask all these things in your name, Lord.
Pedimos todo esto.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus. Can we give the Lord a hand clap of praise?
Hallelujah.
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 We're going to have a baptism right here. And going to have a baptism. And if you would stay, that would mean the world to me. And I know Dylan and his family. As he's getting ready, as always, I love to say this because I believe it's the heart of God. When we witness somebody get baptized as a church, when one of our congregants comes into the kingdom of God,
cuando un congregante se bautiza en la casa de Dios,
and they're baptized,
y son bautizados,
we have such a responsibility.
Tenemos una gran responsabilidad.
As a church.
Como iglesia.
To love.
Amarles.
And to nurture.
Y nutrirles.
Those lives.
Esas vidas.
To encourage.
Animarles.
And that's why Dylan has decided to do this.
Por eso Dylan ha decidido hacer eso.
He said, "I want my church to know."
Quiero que mi iglesia sepa.
That I've made a decision
que he tomado una decisión
to follow Jesus.
Seguir a Cristo.
I want to show outwardly
quiero mostrar por
what
fuera
God has done inwardly.
Lo que Dios ha hecho
I want to honor what God's word said.
Quiero honrar la palabra de Dios.
It says that repent of your sins
arrepiéntete de tus pecados
and be baptized.
Y bautízate.
And folks, we're honoring that commandment today
honramos ese mandamiento hoy
through Dylan's obedience to the Lord.
Por la obediencia de Dylan al Señor.
Folks, I don't twist nobody's arm to get saved.
No voy a torcer el brazo a nadie para que se salve.
I twist nobody's arm to get. He asked me, "Can I get baptized?"
Él me preguntó.
Amen.
¿Puedo bautizarme?
So, folks, we as a church.
Como iglesia.
It says in the word.
Dice la palabra.
When one sinner.
Cuando un pecador.
Is saved.
Se salva.
Heaven.
El cielo se regocija.
Folks, I don't know how many billions of souls are in heaven right now.
No sé cuántos millones y millones de almas.
I don't know the number of angels, seraphims, cherubims.
No sé cuántos ángeles habrán.
But folks, it is not silent in heaven.
Pero no es callado en el cielo.
When a soul is saved.
Porque un alma se salvó.
As a church.
Como iglesia.
Let us not be silent with our praise to God.
No nos callemos de adorar a Dios.
And our rejoicing for the soul that is given.
Y alegrarnos por el alma que se salva.
Let us be a church that rejoices.
Regocijémonos como iglesia.
Folks, it was that one of the happiest days, probably the happiest day of my life.
Fue el día más feliz de mi día.
When I came to know Jesus.
Cuando conocí a Cristo.
Because it opened my eyes to have a lot more happy days.
Abrió mis ojos a días más felices.
I got to marry the most beautiful woman in the world.
Me casé con la mujer más linda del mundo.
I got to have the most beautiful children in the world.
Tengo el niño más lindo del mundo.
And folks, none of that would have been possible.
Nada de eso sería posible
had it not been for Jesus.
Si no hubiera sido por Cristo.
And so it doesn't matter where you start.
No importa dónde empieces.
But I'll tell you, life really begins.
Pero te digo dónde empieza.
When you give your life to Christ.
Cuando le das tu vida a Cristo.
Amen.
Amén.
Praise the Lord. Can you hear me? Amen. Brother Dylan has made this decision. Thank you, brother. You're really exposed. He's made his decision, and I made sure before we did this, I said, I could tell your testimony of how this came about, but I'd probably butcher it. Would you be willing to just share what God's put on your heart and just some of the things that he shared me, and he's agreed to that, so I want to give him the opportunity to give God the glory. Amen.
Morning, everybody. So I've grown up in the church just like everyone else has. As a kid, you know, I preferred to just show up and play with, you know, my toys and not really listen. And that's kind of how I grew up. And as an adult, I'm 27 now, so my life consisted of motorcycles and bad things for the longest time. And then I met my wife, her family. And I knew in the back of my head that I had people praying for me to turn my life around. And so I did. I had my beautiful family. And it really changed who I was. And recently here, about 2 months ago, the Lord kind of showed himself to me. Just in the ways I'm sure most people go through, you know, worry about, how am I going to pay this bill? How is this going to happen? What's next? And the old me worried to death, you know, till my blood pressure was so high, I needed to go to the doctor. But 2 months ago, all that went away. I don't know how I'm going to pay this bill, but I know he does. So I don't worry about it anymore. And that's kind of some of the stuff that was showed to me, is just the calmness and peacefulness in my life that I got now. And a big thing for me is, I just want to share this at the end of it. My whole life, I've had one person that I know for sure praying for me. Every day, hasn't skipped a day. And that's my grandmother. And she drove 3 hours here this morning to see this. So I'm just thankful for her and my family.
Isn't God good? Hallelujah. Give another hand clap of praise. God is so good. Dylan came to me and he said, something has changed in me. Something has changed in me. Folks, you know when someone's given their life to Jesus, because that was my same. I didn't know how to word it. I wasn't good at that. I didn't know any way other to say it. But I knew something changed in me. God became alive to me in a way that I'd never known Him before. Thank you so much, church. We have hot dogs and hamburgers next door. Everyone is invited to stay. There's a water slide outside for all of your kids to play on and have fun. There's one for the bigger kids, and we also have one for the smaller kids, like my little daughter, Selah, and up. So there's just something for everybody. So please stay. Please fellowship. I think my wife made a cornhole sign up, adults cornhole tournament, and a kids cornhole tournament. We're going to put that together, a roster for that. So if you're good at that, or even if you're not, you just want to hang out and play some games, sign up on that, and we'll get out there and fellowship and love on one another like the Word asks us to. Amen? I'm just going to pray for the food right here, and we're going to dismiss, all right? So, Father, we thank You for this day. We thank You for the wonderful testimony of Dylan's life that we got to hear just now, Lord. God, You're so amazing. You're so wonderful in what You do. And Father, that testimony sounds so similar to mine. And Father, You're just so good at reaching down into this world and pulling us out of it, Jesus. We're so grateful for You, God. Bless our food as we get ready to go eat, Lord Jesus. Father, bless our fellowship with one another. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.